station.
Radio you can touch.
That can only mean one thing.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
I've known you your entire life. There's no one who knows less about football.
Jeff Lutz.
I think every bowl game from now on should be named after something you can put in a bowl. Like raisins. The Orange Bowl's fine. Sugar Bowl's okay. But no Tax Slayer Bowl. You can't put that in a bowl. You can envision a bowl of raisins.
You call yourself a man. I wait for you.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. A Tuesday, shortened edition, the Bob and Jeff Show. KFH Radio, Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you for the next 20 minutes or so.
I neglected to mention...
You should savor this time.
You should. Yesterday was the anniversary of James Dean's death. We come into the show every day with the song
James Dean. A lot of people are dying.
Pete Rose. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Today we get word John Amos has passed away.
I hadn't heard that
so
one.
So good yet. On Good Times. One of my favorite shows.
Good on everything.
Good on Roots. Good on everything he did.
Funny man,
too. Love John Amos. Difficult. It seems like when you get old, people that you idolized when you were growing up seem to die quicker.
Yeah, it could happen. I'm not sure.
Here's what I remember about Pete Rose. And I have a specific memory. Besides all the stuff he did and what an incredible hitter, how hard he played the game, how much he loved the game of baseball, everything that happened in his playing and then later that wasn't so positive. But I have a specific memory.
Okay.
We're cooking hamburgers, my dad is.
Oh, I thought you and Pete Rose were cooking hamburgers.
In our backyard. Under the mimosa tree, which was a pain in the you-know-what, because it shed like crazy. But the Cardinals are playing the Reds, and Pete Rose gets a hit that wins the game. And I never did like Pete Rose because he kept getting hits against the Cardinals.
Got to hit a lot of hits against a lot of teams.
And I can imagine a lot of teams that had favorite teams that weren't the Reds, or later the Phillies or Expos or whomever, but especially the Reds, didn't like Pete Rose.
But there are...
Because he kept burning us.
But there are a lot of people now who didn't root for the Reds back then who probably call Pete Rose their favorite player just because of the way he played the game, and that's kind of exactly what you're remembering right now.
I could never do that. I could never call him my favorite player. I could call him a player I admired.
Well, there are fans sometimes that either, you know, have looser connections with their favorite teams or maybe don't necessarily have a favorite team or, you know, they went to a game with their dad and said, hey, watch this Pete Rose. That's how I want you to be and when you play, or this is how I want you to be in life. And they were exposed that way.
You know, I always check to see how a particular player did against my legitimate favorite player, Bob Gibson.
Sure.
I always check that out. In his career, Pete Rose batted .307 with a .788 OPS against Bob Gibson. So he was a .300 hitter against...
Par for the course for
a Pete. Great, great pitcher. Most of these guys don't do that well against Gibson. Now, he only had 8 extra base hits in 132 plate appearances.
Also par for the course.
So
for
he
Pete
might
Rose.
Have slapped the ball. That's another thing I think I remember about that day. In my backyard. I slapped the ball.
When do you think that happened? Because I doubt it did, but, you know, we have
no,
our...
No, it definitely happened. I'd say about 1965 or 66.
It'd be too hard to go through all of those games right now, but I might be able to scrounge something up by the end of the week.
What would you find? What are you looking for?
What game that was?
Well, I don't know what game it was. I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying.
How would you find a game?
find a game that Pete Rose had a winning hit against the Cardinals in 64-65. It wouldn't be that hard to go through the box scores. I'm just saying we
don't. You're double checking me on this?
Not right now, no.
But you want to double check?
No, I want to double check everybody who has a memory of a game. And
why? Why not just let us have the memory?
Because I want to. I want to go back there with.
Who do you think you are?
I want to go back.
You don't want to go back there with.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
You want to come on this show and say, I never found a game when
it. No, if I find it, I'll tell you exactly when it is.
No, stop listening.
That's your problem. If you don't,
here's what I'll hear. I never.
How come when I say something, you don't believe me? Why do you think I'm a liar?
Because I've seen you in action.
But why do you think I'm a liar?
I think you're a liar.
You think I'm lying right now?
I think you are wanting to go back and check this. Not because you're interested.
Do you think I'm the type of person who would say, I wouldn't say I want to disprove you? I would say that if that's what it was. I have no fear.
You're fearful.
No.
You got a lot of fear.
Not really.
And it's obvious.
Not so
it
much.
It comes across.
I like checking stuff like that.
Well, I don't know why you want to check anything.
Just to see a lot of things. When it happened, if it happened, where it happened, why it happened. See who was in the lineup that day. I reached out to our friend Pat Darcy, who was the...
Our friend?
Yeah, on the 75 and 76 Reds. Have not heard back. So it didn't look like...
Of course you haven't.
So it didn't look like we'll be having him on the show.
And that's okay. We only got 25 minutes.
I know.
Before we ship it to Baltimore for Ryan Lefevre who does radio?
That's not Lefevre. It's some new guy.
What's that guy's name?
I have no idea.
He came from Omaha. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't. He's not one of my favorites.
Who's his color guy?
No idea.
That's pathetic.
I don't listen to the Royals on the radio. Maybe I should.
Well, it's Ryan Lefevre and Rex Hudler. Oh, you think Denny Matthews made the trip to Baltimore?
Probably should have.
Jake Eisenberg. I just thought of that.
Okay, I believe
you. And then Steve Stewart is the... How did I come up with that?
I don't know.
Try to think about that. Look that up.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
Get on a website and ask, how does a almost 70-year-old have this kind of memory?
You sure Max didn't whisper that in your ear? Because you know I don't wear the cans, as they call them.
Max didn't whisper that in my ear. Okay. Nope, I just came up with it.
Well, that's his name, so congratulations.
See, you double-checked me on that.
No, I didn't.
It's unbelievable.
Why wouldn't I?
We had Steve Stewart on some show before.
Maybe this one. We've talked to some Royals people on this show, I think.
Rex Hudler.
Yeah, we had Rex Hudler
not too long ago.
That was good stuff.
The Royals have a good look at this. They've got Cole Reagans going today against Corbin Burnes. What a pitching matchup. And then tomorrow they've got Seth Lugo, and if there's a game three, they've got Michael Wacha. Three pitchers they've acquired in the last year and a half.
Can't really line it up any better.
That's what you call astute management.
Yeah, it's
when you go out and trade for a Cole Reagans and all you give up is Aroldis Chapman. And then in the free agent market, you find good deals to be made for Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha. And here they are, your three guys pitching in the playoffs. That is a, you know what? I don't like to compliment other teams, but that's just brilliant.
They did well.
Why can't you?
Everything kind of came together for the Royals.
Why can't you compliment them?
Why do I need to compliment them?
I know why you can't.
Their numbers and their...
You're so touchy right now.
Their accomplishments speak for themselves. I'm not touchy. I don't play till Saturday.
And you're going to be a basket case.
I'm trying to pace myself. I don't know what I feel right now. I honestly don't. We've never had playoff games going on with the Guardians in the playoffs but not playing the games.
Well, congratulations.
They haven't had this bye ever before.
Well, I guess that's what you try to play for.
I guess in some ways I'd rather be playing just to experience it, but I'll have my time. And
the Detroit Tigers have taken a 3-0 lead over Houston in the very early going, and they have a runner at third with two outs in the top of the third. That's a 3-run lead with Tarik Skubal on the mound, and that's pretty insurmountable.
Should be safe. I don't know about insurmountable.
They also have a great bullpen.
This is the one Detroit needed desperately because their pitching drops off. Houston still has guys like Blanco and the other
Kikuchi.
Guy. Yeah, who
Hunter Brown.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Just depend on me. Just depend on me for anything that requires any kind
Jake
of recall. McCullough
still on that team?
Or memory. They didn't put Verlander on the postseason roster.
I love that.
Or at least on the roster for this series. So he's been not great. But he's 40. You're not supposed to be great when you're 40.
Right.
And you've proven that.
I'm 41 and still rolling along.
I don't know about it. I don't know about any of that.
It's October already. It's crazy.
How'd you feel about Pete Rose? I saw your post. Why does it immediately go to Hall of Fame? Why can't we take a moment and just recollect like I did about this fabulous hitter?
I don't have anything
hitter.
To recollect.
Think about him as a player, what he did in the All-Star game, the Charlie Hustle, sprinting to first after a walk throughout his entire career, uniqueness. Think of the player. Don't jump to the dadgum Hall of Fame.
Why do I have to think of the player? Why can't I?
It makes me mad.
Why can't I think of the person
because
who?
Because it decreases his impact.
No, it doesn't. His impact is complete. He has left our planet, and whatever he's done now, has a period.
He
at
bet
the
on
end of
baseball
sentence.
Games as a manager. I'm sorry.
That's what he did.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Among other
that's
transgressions.
Disqualifying. And the sentiment about, well, now he should, whatever. I if he goes in now, fine. But we lose sight. And all these people, well, he should. Listen, I'm not.
Well, what do you think?
I'm not the almighty here. I'm not the judge of people. But I view this as even more serious than steroids. And you want to know why? Because when those players used steroids, they were at least trying to enhance their chances of winning, right?
Sure.
When Pete Rose was managing on baseball games or betting on baseball games in which he managed, we don't know what his motivation was. He tried to be a little forthcoming in a book, but who knows if he's telling the truth? Who knows what he really did? Even if he only bet on the team he was managing, you can manipulate that.
Of course.
Just like you can manipulate if you bet on the team you're managing against. It's unforgivable.
Well, he never bet on any team but his own.
That's what he said.
Well, I think that's kind of been
that's
the Dowd report, and there's no
that's,
other.
But
he also didn't. He also, there were games where he didn't bet on his team.
Right, and that's another way of betting, right?
Sure.
So let's remember Pete Rose, the great player he was, the flawed human being he was, and the absolute lawbreaker he was as a manager who bet on games in which he was participating. Let's put it all together and have a remembrance.
Well, did you read the Tyler Kepner obituary?
I have not. I read
on
Jason
Athletic?
Stark.
Well, Tyler Kepner's is very, very good.
And Tyler Kepner's very good.
And captured everything. It felt like one of those obituaries that had been written for a while. Cause,
no question it had.
Yeah.
There's many of those.
Yeah, I did one.
Who'd you do? Me? You?
No.
Has anybody asked you to write an obituary on me?
No, not yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
Will you take on that job?
I don't know. I did my mom's, and it wasn't very good, so... maybe.
You did your mom's for?
What do you mean?
For who? Just to share?
I put in the newspaper here.
Here?
I think. Yeah.
I seem to remember that, a longer
obituary.
It wasn't
very good.
What do you mean it wasn't
very good?
It
wasn't very good.
Well, what do you mean it wasn't very good?
I just didn't like it very much. Could have been better.
I feel perfectly fine recognizing Pete Rose for the greatness of his skills. The reckless abandon of his playing style. Nobody would play like that today. They'd be on the injured list. They are you kidding me?
Of course.
The head first slides, the helmet flying off, the ragtop hair. Pete Rose is, in my opinion, perhaps the most memorable baseball player who ever lived.
I can't really argue against that. Everyone knows him. To answer your question, by the way, Ernie Johnson Sr. I wrote his obituary when I was with MLB.com.
Really?
Before he had passed.
How'd that go?
I thought it was good. It never made publication, I don't think.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know what they did with it. But mine didn't run.
Well, we loved Ernie Johnson.
I think Mark Bowman, the regular Braves guy.
Well, why'd they ask you to do it?
I don't know. Just to get experience doing things, I guess, that maybe we're off the beaten path a little bit.
Good for you. Good for you.
Sure.
You don't play your Cleveland Guardians will face the winner of the Houston-Detroit series starting Saturday.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we've got some other really good series going tonight. The Mets in Milwaukee to face the Brewers. And Atlanta, which may not have any pitching.
It's crazy because they still led the league in ERA. And I know they don't have Sale, but they're going to be able to piece it together.
They don't have him. They don't have Schwellenbach. They don't have Charlie Morton. Who's pitching for them today?
There were Smith-Shaver was in the mix.
Smith-Shaver?
Yeah, there were a couple guys.
That's terrible. And you know it.
I don't know if he's pitching. I just know that he was in the mix, too.
It's Smith-Shaver against Michael King.
That is an advantage, Padres, but I'm not counting the Braves.
No, you don't count them out because they have some really good players. But they don't have Acuna. They don't have Riley. Who else are they missing?
I think they have everybody else.
Yeah, Albies came back. So they're at least they have those guys. But I don't know.
And they scoured the scrap heap as they do every year and got guys that contributed for them. Ramon Laureano, are you kidding me? Never seen a worse player in the first month of the season with Cleveland. And he hit a big home run yesterday.
Well, you get to an atmosphere where people are paying attention. And, you know, there's people up in the stands and they're buying hot dogs and cheering
what
for
that. I don't know what even you're saying. But he was awful.
You know what? I know what I'm saying saying it. How do you like that?
Guardians drew over 2 million fans
this
year.
The Guardians.
You should.
I'm all for you. We'll be watching with interest this weekend. But I'm never going to root with them when you're on the air with me.
Do you root
You've
for
never rooted for the Cardinals.
What have I had to root for them with?
Well, I don't know. I've never known you to root for them.
I've rooted for them the first 11 years of my life.
But after that, I've never known you to do it.
Not really.
So what good are you to me? I view it as a betrayal of a Lutz family trust.
That's fair.
And if my poor father was here,
he wouldn't care.
Oh, he'd be so angry.
He wouldn't mind. He'd probably switch over to the Guards just for me.
I doubt it.
Like my grandson, my only grandson, my only grandchild. Let's root for the Guards, son.
That bothers me that Pete Rose hit 307 against Bob Gibson.
He hit 307 against everybody.
Check that out. Because
what am I checking out?
Because Gibson was the greatest pitcher I ever saw. So now I'm going to do another one. What do you think he hit against Sandy Koufax?
Hold on. 900.
Here's what he hit against Sandy Koufax. You want to know?
Sure.
Come on. Oh, he only batted, he was 10 for 57. 175 against Koufax. Koufax kind of had his number.
Yeah, there were some other guys who had his number. Randy Jones had his number. Bob Forsch had his number.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, 20 for 101.
There you go, Forshy.
Yeah, some guys.
I love Bob Forsch. Had that Chaw Tobacco. Number 31, tough-minded guy.
Jerry Royce kind of had his number.
Well, there's another Redbird.
244. It's not awful, but it's not Pete Rosian. Don Wilson sort of had his number.
From the Houston Colt 45s.
Yeah, that's about it for as far as...
How'd Marichal do against Rose?
I don't know.
Now, that's another contemporary guy that was really good.
Juan Marichal. I got to scroll a little bit.
We don't need... listen, if it takes that long...
He hit 341.
Uh-oh.
Off of Marichal.
Wow.
With a 912 OPS.
I like stuff like that. I like those kind of numbers. I like to see how the greats did against the greats. In fact, I ought to write a book about it. You know, if human beings live to be 200 or even 150, there's three or four books now I would like to write.
You can start anytime you want.
I don't see it.
Name the two players Pete Rose had 60 hits against.
I don't know.
Like two guys who pitched.
Tom Seaver.
Two guys who pitched forever.
Tom Seaver.
I'm talking about forever.
Well, Tom Seaver pitched forever.
Yeah, he also pitched a little while in the American League.
Pete Rose played in the American League.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did. Look it up. Played
with the Angels.
Who did he play? He played for the Phillies, Expos, Reds.
That's it.
No, there was another team,
wasn't
there?
That was it. Anyway, it's Don Sutton and Phil Niekro.
Well, there you go. They did pitch forever. The best book I ever thought of. Oh gosh, I'm so intrigued by Rogers Hornsby. And there's a town in Texas called Rogers Hornsby, Texas.
Thought it was like Hornsbyville or something.
No, look it up.
I will.
Oh, of course you will. And I've wanted to go down there and just write a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course I do.
But I've never done that. He was born in Winters, Texas.
Hornsby Bend.
Yeah, Hornsby Bend, whatever. And died in Chicago, Illinois. Why? What's going on there? There's so much to be told about Rogers Hornsby.
Well, he played for the Cubs. So he probably just settled back down in Chicago.
Went to high school in Fort Worth. Died or debuted in the big leagues in 1915 at the age of 19 years old. And I just find it, I find him to be one of the most incredible people who's ever played.
Quite the player.
Well, look at him.
I have. He hit 424. He had unbelievable seasons at the plate. Hit with power. Walked.
I mean,
of course.
It's crazy how good he was.
Not telling me anything I don't know.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know something?
Yeah.
From 1920 through 1925. He hit 370, 397, 401, 384, 424, and 403. He hit over 400 in three of four seasons.
Impressive.
Why is he not talked about like all the great...
Sure in the 60s he was, but now we're going on 110 years since he debuted, and it's just like, what
Would
do you say?
Would you read the book?
Sure.
If I go to Hornsby Bend, Texas, with my wife...
Do it.
On a road trip, and we just start asking townspeople questions.
It's named after Reuben Hornsby, the great grandfather of Rogers Hornsby.
And we just start asking questions. Where do you think that could lead?
Anywhere. Just
thanks for listening, everyone.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. It's a weird show today.
We're done.
But Tony Dusing agreed to pay me a lot of money to do it.
That's impressive. Good
and
job.
And so I did it. Thanks to Max Power back in the East Wichita studio. We are headed to Baltimore where you can hear the Royals and Orioles game one of that best of three wild card series right here on KFH. We'll see you tomorrow.